Okay, so we're continuing in Tosos here. So, Tosos, this is on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Dibur Maskel Chad Lumutei Avodah Zarah. Second half of the Tosos. Okay. Okay, so it says, So V'lom Likro Lumutei Shabbos. So what do you need a pasuk? I've been talking about this. In the V'lom Likro Lumutei Shabbos, what do you need to pass? Just teach me that you can't kill a guy to prevent him from violating Shabbos. But the guy himself, what are you going to do? You're going to kill him? But killing is Chilul Shabbos. It's itself a violation of Shabbos. So what are you going to do? You're going to violate Shabbos to prevent him from violating Shabbos? Okay, that's the essence of his question. He says, I know why. Maybe you'll say killing isn't a Chilul Shabbos. So you're making a wound, right? Ve'ich yichal, that's making a wound. It's a malacha. Ve'ich yichal Shabbos, la'atzol chaveira, mechil Shabbos. So how could you be mechal Shabbos and prevent your friends from being mechal Shabbos? So, right? Doesn't make any sense. What are you accomplishing? So now he knows. Maybe he'll say it's not mechal Shabbos because it's destructive. And in general, a malacha has to be productive. So if you just wound a person, so that's destructive. So it says the inza mekalkel b'chabura. It's not considered destructive because you're just stand destroying, killing a dika tikuna gavra because you're fixing the person. Kivon dechayev mechayev misa, this is chayev misa. Get the parach din ominous. So killing someone is fixing him. It's productive because he's chayev misa. Chayev misa. Yeah, echad din ominous. It's the name of the parach. Okay, fine. So,
what do they mean over there?
It's taking Gavra. So Rashi, I think there, or the Gemara, says that it's Kapara. You bring the guy Kapara, because he's Chayiv Misa, and maybe he's not atoned for unless he gets his guilt. So by doing so, you're really helping him. You're being productive. Tosos there said that. He references the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that much. I was hoping I'd see more of a discussion there. I mean, he references you there, but it's almost, there's not much going on there. It just says, killing isn't Dach HaShabbos. So he says, what kind of, what Tosas asks? He says, what's the malacha? One, he says, Mkalka Chabura. He says, no, here it's a fixing because it's Kapara. That's all he says. I mean, the Gemara is just saying, assuming it's this malacha. So it's because he's Kapara. He's atonement. So it's like the malacha is productive because you're granting the atonement. He's Chayiv Misa. He's in Avarian, he's Chayiv Misa. Now, I just threw out last time, it's a little funny, because here, the guy's not exactly Chayiv Misa, right? He's not, it's just really Hatzalah, you're trying to save the other guy. Right? No, it's the din of Rodev, he's not Chayiv Misa, he didn't do the crime yet, he didn't do anything yet. So what does he mean? It's tikkun gavra. I mean, you're fixing the guy. You're not exactly fixing the guy. See, if he has a condition of Chayiv Misa, so he's like status of a Varyan, of a Rasha, and then the thing gives him Kapara, and it fixes him, makes him a better person. But here, he's not exactly, it's not exactly the case. So Tosas answers, so again, his question was, is that what do you need? What do you need, a limud, to teach me that you don't do it? Obviously you don't do it. Of course you can't kill a guy. He says, no, I would have thought that it is a limud. Rabbi Rosh Shimon has a limud which tells you you actually do Mechal Shabbos in order to prevent Mechal Shabbos. You actually do kill him.
He's a limud to tell
you
you do?
Yeah, you do. You kill a guy to prevent him from violating Shabbos.
That's why we need a limud against that.
Yeah, we need a limud against that. So, I mean, he must have had a svara. He had a limud to teach you that you do.
But without his limud, then this question would stand, right?
Yeah, right, but there's a limud against that. The limud, the svara alone, you'd say that, but maybe there's a concept, the limud has to have a concept. But there's a limud out there which teaches you that you do violate Shabbos in order to prevent from violating Shabbos. So not answering the question, really, just saying, there's a limud. Yeah, but still, it's not a problem of why would I think it. The problem is, what's the sense to it? What's the sense of violating Shabbos to protect Shabbos? So he's not really answering. He's just saying, there's Rosh Shimon has a lima for that. There's a lima which teaches you that, according to Rosh Shimon, and therefore we have to exclude that. We have to say, no, don't learn that lima. Right. Don't learn that limud. Right. But what's the question is? But that's not really explaining the sense of the thing. Not explaining the sense. Sense of how could he be mechal? How could he even say? How are you going to say mechal Shabbos or ben Shabbos? Yeah, I mean, our limit is don't do that one. Don't say that. Whatever the sense, you know, whatever that idea is.
In accordance with the svara.
I guess. But once you have his svara, who's to say what our limit is saying exactly?
I'm just saying.
But I was just asking you before we get to that. Is that a problem? The thing he's saying is it's productive because you're fixing the guy. Saying is it's easier to understand that by a case where a guy's chayav misa. Because the guy is a Rasha, he did an Avera, so now he needs Kapara, so you're giving Chaper for him. But here, so in a certain sense there, you could say Tikune Gabra. Like, what's the product? The product is, he is the product. He was a Rasha, and now he's Tzadik, so to speak. He's Kapara, he's atoned for. Through killing you, you're atoning for him, so that's your product. You have an atoned person.
You don't have a problem with that idea, though.
Right, but I'm just saying, is that the same as here? Because here the guy's not really, he didn't do anything yet. So it's not like exactly like he has a status that I have to remove and I have to fix or anything like that. Right, exactly. Right, I'm just clarifying the question. I'm saying is that it's not exactly Chayav Misa. He didn't do Chil Shabbos yet. It's just saying that he's about to cause the Pagam Gavoa. It's like he's running after Pagam Gavoa. And in order to prevent that, we're going to kill him preemptively, you know. We're going to kill him. Because there's a clash. His life versus Pagam Gavoa, and you resolve it by saving him from Avera, whatever. But the point is he's not Chayav Misa. You're not Chayav Misa until you do a crime. It's just an idea that you have to save and prevent Pagam Gavoa. You have to sell off from Pagam Gavoa. So it's not a Chayav Misa. It's not like he did something where he's Chayav Misa. It's a whole different thing. So what I'm saying is that Is it still just as reasonable to call that productive? Well, let me ask you this. He says, why don't you just say it's productive because he's preventing Pagam Gavoa? Like, why don't you just say that? It's productive. Shemalach, what's your problem? It has to be productive. So it is productive because through killing him, you're preventing Pagam Gavoa.
It's not like a result.
Okay, so it would seem to be is that because the you're doing is you're doing chabura to him. Doing chabura to him. And they're saying it's destructive to him. So it's a destructive action. Now it happens to be there's some parenthetical result after whatever, but that's not the action is an action of destructive. Right? That's why he has to turn to the person. Because he realizes you can't just say there's some sort of outside benefit to the thing. It has to be so Shabbos is better off. But that's not productive. I mean, it's just, and anyways, it's not productive. You're just stopping Pagam Gavoa. I mean, anyways, is that even productive? You're just preventing the existence of Pagam Gavoa. It's not productive, exactly. It's preventing something. That's not productive. So that's altogether not a productive thing. But here he's saying is, but if you say the Gavra is Chayav Misa, so then you are fixing the Gavra. So then you can understand that's productive. Your action is, you thought you were hurting him? You thought you're giving him chabura and you're destroying him? No, on the contrary, this is fixing him. So if there's a chiyuv misa, that's good. But I'm just saying, is he pulling a fast one here? Because he's not really chiyuv misa. It's just, turns out you're killing him as an accident of Pagam Gavoa. But you're really doing is you're stopping Pagam Gavoa. It just happens to be that he gets in the way. But it's not exactly like I'm executing chiyuv misa. Have any thoughts on this? I mean, I don't really know, but I'm just wondering, perhaps he's saying is you're being matzil him, right? The machriya, it's true, it's because of Pagam Gavoa, but what's the machriya? The machriya here is he's involved in Avera, and you're saving him from Avera. You're saving him from Chil Shabbos. So if a guy is about to be involved in Chil Shabbos, which is going to destroy him, and you're being matzil him from Avera, so that's productive vis-a-vis him, and you're preventing him from, you're really misaking him, because that, it's not exactly a tikkun. I guess that's the question. Because like tikkun is where he already has the status and you're giving him kapara. But here, he's involved in avera, and you're preventing him.
Are you explaining what tikkun is?
Chiyuv misa just means, is like, why are you allowed to kill the guy? The reason why you're allowed to kill the guy is because the machriya is hatzala from avera, so that's what allows you to kill him, that because he's involved in Avera. Uh-huh. So therefore, he's that's vis-a-vis him. That's like onash. It's because of his aver, what he's involved in, which is putting him putting his life on the line. So this is what he means, is that he's a person who's really deserving of death. And in this instance, his avera is such that it brings death upon him. And you are doing that for him and helping him out. Because if you wouldn't do that, then you'd... It's probably that if you didn't do that, then he'd end up getting avera, a terrible avera. So you're preventing that. But still, the problem is that it's hard to say that's productive, because you're just preventative. I don't have a problem calling it chiyuv misa, but I still see that he doesn't actually have chiyuv misa yet. It's just preventing him from avera, but that's preventing him from having a bad state. But right now he doesn't have any real state on him. He has a practical chiyuv misa. Practically, he's about to die. He's omit to die. But I guess because of his, but not because he did anything wrong yet. It's just in order to prevent him. But how is that productive by prevention? It's not productive, it's just preventative. It's a good point. I mean, it's true. I mean, here it says, as you could have just said, productive doesn't have to be like they have cases where you're ripping something in your anger. So it's productive because it gets out your anger. You know, an outlet for your anger, whatever. That's a certain product. So the product, you could say, is somewhat doesn't have to be like a concrete product. Could be, but if that's this, then maybe you'll say is it's a product is that you're saving him, that you're probably saving from Avera, that's productive, you're saving from Avera. But if that's the case, then I don't see what you say is productive because you're preventing Pigam Gavoa, that's also productive. Why do you have to go to him and say, because he's Chayav Misa and you're saving him from Avera? Just say it's productive vis-a-vis the system, preventing Pigam Gavoa.
But both of those direct result, the action itself is not productive, it has a productive result.
Right.
Well, the anger, that's not the case.
So
the anger, the very act,
is what... Well, I'm ripping the shirt. It just happens to be the shirt, or the action is being done to the shirt. It's just that it has an effect on me.
And that's part of the action here. It's a total accident. You stopped him, and now he's not around to do it. But the action is not... It's not analogous. Whether you're talking about him or the... Either way, those are indirect...
Well, him you are, though. Because him, the action is done to him. I know you're doing action to him, so you're saying it's destructive to him. No, it's productive to him, because you're protecting him. I mean, it's true, you could say that.
Right.
And it's by him, here you're actually doing it to him. So it has to be related to the melacha. So you're right, in anger, that's you are getting outletting your anger. It's true through a garment, but that's productive, because that's not indirect. That's what... You're alleviating your anger. That's what you're doing. So that's productive. But when you say, I'm killing him because in order to prevent something outside, some external thing, which could happen,
right.
So that's not that your action is just destroying him.
Right.
Some other thing is external. But here, if you're doing it to protect him from Avera, so that's productive vis-a-vis him. Whereas it's destructive vis-a-vis him if you just be killing him. But here, you're killing him to help him. If you just kill a random guy, that's
okay.
Destructive.
Okay,
but here, you're basically helping the guy. See, why is it destructive? Because you're just killing a guy. You're killing a guy, he's a good guy, and you're killing him. That's destructive. But here, no, he's not a good guy. He's about to do Avera, and you're protecting him from Avera. So you're helping the guy. Just like you help the guy by bringing him Kapara, you can help the guy by preventing him from even getting the sin in the first place. So it's productive vis-a-vis him. But you're right, but that's still vis-a-vis him, so it's related to the Malacha. But
right.
To just say something that I'm going to prevent Pigam Gavoa, that's already indirect. That's unrelated. That's not involved in the Malacha itself. Okay, that's good. The truth is to really do this well, you'd have to get into the Sugya Mekalkel. I mean, kind of what Matt's asking also. I mean, what the rules are for undoing the destructive nature of an action, of Malacha. But I mean, this is decent. It has to be productive in something in the action itself. It can't be extraneous. I mean, some intrinsic benefit in the action. But it doesn't have to be like a product in that sense. The second you outlet your anger, what's the product? There's no like product. It's just
that's a different question.
Right. Right. But this is saying is so saving the guy is the product. Is productive. You're preventing him from a terrible state. It doesn't have to be like a product. Like removing a negative is also productive. Removing a negative.
Well, yeah, but in the classic case, like when you destroy a house in order to build.
Right, you're creating space. Kind of. You could argue you're creating space. Okay, let's leave it go. Let's more into Shabbos stuff. Okay, so back to here. So what's the sense to killing a guy You're killing him in order to prevent him from Chil Shabbos, but you're killing him itself is a Chil Shabbos. So how is that possible? That doesn't make any sense. What are you accomplishing? So Rav Shimon actually says that's what you do. Because of the pasuk Chil Chil. But still, what sense does that make? What sense does that make? Especially...
Wait, he says what you do because why?
Chil Chil. So Limud, Chil by Avodah Zarah.
This would be Malacha, though.
It would be Malacha, yeah.
But nevertheless, Chil Chil.
Right. Teaches you that you do it.
Okay.
Especially, you have another facet to the question. First of all, what sense? The whole thing does make sense, because you're doing Chil Shabbos to prevent Chil Shabbos. But also, remember how we learned is that you have a clash between these two pagams or whatever, and the resolution is the Hatzalah from Avera. But here you're saving from Avera, but you're doing an Avera. So what kind of resolution is that?
We had that in the original case.
No. Someone asked that last time. But no, because in the original case, see, killing isn't an Avera. Murder is an Avera. But killing someone who's deserving of killing or warranted killing isn't killing. You know, isn't murder. So that's not Avera. But productive activity on Shabbos is productive activity on Shabbos, however you slice it. It doesn't matter whether you have a good motivation for doing it. It's still a violation of Shabbos.
You're saying that it's...
Okay, so I'm thinking like what Yehuda is saying. You'll tell me it's exactly the same, a little different, but I think it's a good step that you took, though, is you have to look at the Limud. You can't just say, well, the Tosas doesn't explain it to you, but he does point you to the Limud. The limit is Chil Chil Me Avodah Zarah. The limit there is that why would I Avodah Zarah? Because Avodah Zarah is Pagam Gavoah. So I'm going to kill him in order to prevent Pagam Gavoah. Which means, and you have a clash between Pagam Gavoah, Chil Hashem. Pagam Gavoah, he says Chil Hashem, versus this guy's life. So then we decide in favor of Chil Hashem. Right? Similarly here, if you say Chil Chil, it means that Shabbos also has Chil Hashem. So if a guy is going to be Mechal Shabbos, then it involves Chil Hashem. He's denying my separations. It's indirect, more indirect than Avodah Zarah, but it's still Chil Hashem. That's the limud of the Chil, saying the Chil there, Chil here. The saying is that the guy is on his way to cause the Chil Hashem of violating Shabbos. So that's Pagam Gavoah. Then versus his life. So you save him in order, you violate Shabbos in order to prevent the Chil Hashem. It's not. See, if it were the case that you were killing him in order to prevent the avera, then it doesn't make sense because you're stopping Chil Shabbos with Chil Shabbos, so you're not accomplishing anything. But you're not killing him to prevent the avera. That we already ruled out from Behemoth. That would be the type. Bad averas. You don't kill a guy to prevent him from bad averas. So you're killing him because of the avera which he's doing is not just the iser of Shabbos, but it's that he's causing a Chil Hashem. And you're doing that in order to cause Chil Hashem. You're killing him to prevent Chil Hashem. And you're not doing Chil Hashem by that type of killing, violating Shabbos isn't Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is a guy who's ignoring my separations and he's just going and violating Shabbos. But here, your whole idea is that you see a guy, you're witnessing a Chil Hashem and you're trying to prevent it. So that's not a Chil Hashem. That's technically, in terms of the form of the thing, that's true. That's a violation of you're doing malacha on Shabbos. But in the context, Chil Hashem is a context idea, just like murder was a context idea. That's not murder if you're killing a guy who's killing the rodef. This isn't Chil Hashem. Here in the country, you're preventing the Chil Hashem. So it's a technical. So it's saying you do the technical violation of Shabbos. That's the Yosef Kotsu that you do. Do the technical violation of Shabbos. But the point is, you're trying to prevent Chil Hashem. So that's you're the Chil Hashem of Shabbos. And that's what's... That does make sense. Right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Good. Now, I'll ask you one question, though. This is a little tricky, I think. This is a question. So let's just go with our construct. So you have a conflict. On the one hand, he's causing Pekam Gavoh, Chil Hashem. On the other hand, the guy, there's a din of Pekoch Nefesh, his life. So we say, so how do you resolve those two? Right, this is our model. How do you resolve those two? That's all from Avera. Separate from Avera, right? But if you do it here, so you say, so what's that all from Avera? Say from Chil Shabbos. That's how you resolve it. From Chil Shabbos.
Shabbos.
But what's the Avera that he's doing? Well, Pagam Gavoa isn't the Avera. Pagam Gavoa is the effect, the reason why we're stepping up. The reason we're trying to do is we're trying to prevent Pagam Gavoa. But the Avera that he's doing is Osasa Kamalacha, right? He's Vayan Shabbos. So the Avera, which you're, so you're doing is the Machriya is to save him from Avera. But you're, but is that a good Machriya here? Because here you're doing an Avera by saving, by, is that a factor here? Because you're doing Avera. Because you're doing Chil Shabbos. So therefore, it's very good, it makes sense in terms of the idea that Pagam Gavoa, but Pagam Gavoa wasn't the Machriya, the Machriya was the fact that you're doing Hatzalah from Avera, but could you really call this Hatzalah from Avera? You're just transferring the Avera from him to you. So it's true, you're not doing Chil Hashem, but was that the Machriya, was it the Chil Hashem? Okay, so David's saying, tell me this is what he's saying, that there's that it's the basically is that it's not pshat that you're doing the Avera of Chil Shabbos and then oh yeah there's Chil Hashem which just comes about, but it's that Chil Shabbos, the Avera of Chil Shabbos is a different Avera in that it lends itself to being Chil Hashem. It's not just like a separate thing that there's a Chil Hashem which comes about. Violating Shabbos b'mezid, so to speak, in a certain context, is a crime of Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem al yidei Chil Shabbos. Via Chil Shabbos. It's not like a separate thing. The crime is, it's a different Chil Shabbos. If a guy does Shabbos by Shogeg or b'mezid, it's a different crime. It is a different crime. And I'm wondering, as we say, like Chil Shabbos prahasya. Is it then like an Oved Odzari? See, what do you mean Chil Shabbos? What kind of, you do it in public. You define like a guy, like an Oved Odzar. So what do you mean? It's a separate...
Equal violation.
Yeah, what's different? Chil Shabbos, Chil Shabbos. But no, part of the Chil Shabbos, it's a different, it's the Chil Hashem of Chil Shabbos, which renders you like a guy. It's like a type of Chil, I mean, you have to get into the particulars of Faretzia, but it's not the same violation of Shabbos. It's a different violation of Shabbos. It's a violation of Shabbos of Chil Hashem. The guy who does it only in private, it's true, technically it's violating Shabbos, but it lacks in the Chil Hashem. Or, I don't know if it may exist, but not in the same way. So it's a different Avera. So we say the Machriya is Hatzalah from Avera. It's not just saving him from the technical law of Los Asaka Malacha, don't do Malacha, but it's from the Avera of the Chil Hashem, of Shabbos Chil Shabbos. So if that's the case, you don't have that. You're not doing that. So that makes sense as a Machriya.
Mm-hmm. But you could see why you would want to say that in terms of...
Yeah, I mean, it's a chiddush. It is a chiddush that you're saying is there, but it just kind of makes sense, but it makes sense.
Right,
it's a chiddush. Right, makes sense. But I mean, that's kind of the idea, I think, anyways, that you were saying. It's just bringing out that it's not only vis-a-vis the Pekam Gavoa, but it's even vis-a-vis the Avera. Mm-hmm. Another answer I was thinking is, I don't know if it's necessary, I mean, it's kind of, there's a compellingness to what I'm going to say also. I'm just not sure. Is as follows, that we had previously, we have a conflict between the life of the Nirdaf and the life of the Rodef. Right? So you had to decide, so the Hatzalah from Avera is the deciding factor. You had a conflict between rape of the Nirdaf and the life of the Rodef, so Hatzalah from Avera was the deciding factor. But here you have a conflict between Pagam Gavoa and Pagam Hedjo. Right? Chil Hashem Pagam Gavoa and Pikuach Nefesh. Right? Between Chil Hashem and this guy's life. So maybe there you don't need a machriya. You need a machriya there? Like, in other words, once you say you recognize the situation of Rodef, maybe that itself is the Pagam Gavoa. If you say that you have to respond to that Pagam Gavoa, so right away the Pagam Gavoa tells you that who cares about the guys of the Pikuach Nefesh? Pagam Gavoa trumps it. Unless you have a limud which tells me you don't worry about Pagam Gavoa, it's not your responsibility because of Chil Hashem, whatever. But if it is, then you need the reason why you needed the whole machriya is because ein doch nefesh mei nefesh. How are you to decide between the fashos? What do you say? How you decide between the chil Hashem and chil and pikuach nefesh? It's an easy decision. So maybe you don't need the whole machriya. You know, the whole question. You don't need the big request at Solomon and Avera in these instances. The model doesn't carry over here. Here you don't need that aspect of the model. So just another question is: you have pikuach, you have a chil Hashem versus Shabbos versus his life. So that's going to take precedence. Now you'll say, but you're doing chil Shabbos. Yeah, but it's not nothing to do with that. There, the point is you're preventing chil Hashem and you're not doing chil Hashem. Avod Zara, it's a kavach omer. I'm saying this goes back to Avod Zara. By Avod Zara, it's a kavach omer. That if you do it for pagam hedjah, so you do it for pagam gavah. So what I'm saying is, but when you carry it over with that kal v'chomer, you don't need to have the aspect of atzalach from avera. It just works on its own. You don't need the machri. It's compelling, right? It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah,
you know, and then the Shabbos is just the same thing as avodah zarah. So it's true. The limud teaching Shabbos is the same as avodah zarah. You don't say Shabbos is just a technical violation,
right.
But it's telling you it's, you treat it in this context. You treat it the same as chol hasham, chol chol. But and then what this Nara is teaching you is that you don't know that Pagamba, if you have the limud of Nara, it's excluding it and saying is that. That the Chil Hashem of Avodah Zarah is intrinsic, and by Shabbos it's indirect. So since it's indirect, so that this, you don't apply the Rodef logic here. Okay, it's not your role in the same way, which is that's a different question. You know, so but it's, you need a pasuk to teach it to you because the sense behind it, you can't just say, well, you're violating Shabbos. It's not the violation. That's his point. That's what this is showing you. Even if you learn Chil Shabbos as Rodef, it's not because Chil Shabbos is a bad avera. It's because Chil Shabbos is Chil Hashem. Which it could be is very supportive of actually, it's funny. But it could be it's supportive of the first part of Tosis. Because remember the first part of Tosis was why are you grouping together Behemah Shabbos together with Behemah? Shabbos should have been grouped together with Avodah Zarah. Right, but that whole point was that you can't. Behema was just a very bad avera, and there was a havmin that you kill a guy rodef, kill a guy prevented from a very bad avera. But Avodah Zarah was nothing to do with the very bad avera. It's because of Chil Hashem. And it's saying it's by Shabbos. It's not because of the very bad avera. Because if it were the very bad avera, then it would be circular because you're stopping him from a very bad avera, and you're doing a very bad avera. So nothing to do with the very bad avera. By Shabbos, the idea was because of the Chil Hashem and Chil Shabbos. So that then it could make sense. But once you say that, then you got to group Chil Shabbos together with Avodah Zarah. Strengthens a bit me, right, exactly. So it's like it's kind of piggybacking together because it says, you can't answer now. See, you could have answered after his Tema. Could have said, oh no, because Shabbos is not really treating as a Chil Hashem, it's really treating as a very bad Avera. But this question shows you that in that sense it doesn't make any sense. And the only way to make sense of the whole question by Shabbos is to say it's because Chil Hashem. So if that's the case, then how are you grouping together Chil Shabbos together with Behema? It got to be together with
Yeah,
I guess. But I mean, he's just starting off by just taking the Gemara. The Gemara is just putting and grouping it together. He's saying it's a bad grouping and it's a Tema. But he knows maybe what you're going to say. I mean, what I'm saying is, I mean, you have to know how it goes right. I'm just saying is, it's kind of coincidental. It's very much in line with what he's saying. Is it seems to play well, but it's subtle. He's saying it, it's by illusion. The question is a good question in its own right. But we noticed at the time, those who say this wonderment, the only way to answer it would be to say that just treating it as a bad avera. But this further part shows you that that's not his point. His point is the point stands on its own. Both points stand on their own. That's why he's not saying it like that. Because both points stand on their own.
Right.
It's a question, it's an answer. But it's just, the second point, the only way to answer the second part of the second point is to say that's Kasachel. And that strengthens the Tema. You know? It's really interesting. I didn't notice that. But it's amazing how Tosus does that, you know? I mean, Rashi still gets out of it by his, but it's a hard answer. But Rashi's
right.
Getting out of it. But you see why Tosus is. It's a further support of his Tema. He knows he could say something like that, but he shows that it's circular to say that. It can't work out logically. It's not just, his first point is, why would you possibly say Shabbos is just a bad avera, not a little? Why would you possibly say it's a Tema? But now he's not only showing you why would you possibly say it. First of all, there's no way or reason to say it altogether. But then the second point is, even if you come up with some reason to say it, which there is no good one, it's circular, and it doesn't make any sense, because then you say it's a bad avera, but you yourself are doing that bad avera, and what are you accomplishing? So you're going to have to say, just Chil Shabbos. You say, it's Chil Shabbos, then it's no place to be with Behemah. It should be with Shabbos. It should be with Avodah Zarah. And that's why it's a Tema. It's astounding. Very nice, right? Well,
yeah.
It's funny, because you wouldn't have asked this before, because I don't know, you don't do this in Tosos, but it's like, what are these two things doing together, you know? Like they are, right? It's kind of funny. I mean, it's having one discussion, like two parts of Tosos, they really could have been two Tosos, you know? First thing is discussing why is Behemah and Shabbos grouped together with Behemah. Okay, now let's forget about that. Let's deal with Shabbos. And Shabbos, why is it not circular? And there's your answer. So, I mean, I don't know. Are all Tosafim, I mean, you see these huge, huge Tosafim. I mean, certainly a lot of Tosafim you'd think could be split into two. So I don't know if that's a good methodology in Tosafim. I mean, Rambam, it's a good methodology. Yeah, to insist on saying is why is it one Tosafim? You know, it's... Who even knows? Do we have the right breakups in Tosos? I don't even know. You know, like in Rambam's, we do that in Rambam, but, you know, to do it in Tosos, I wouldn't recommend it. But when it comes together like this, it's, you know.
Sometimes you have to
It's nice. You don't have to say, well, I don't know, they're together. Right? That's why, like, I kind of thought it was funny, but, you know, you just don't ask that kind of question. But, yeah. So next time? Okay, so next is basically moving on to, I guess this is kind of a new a segue here, so I don't know if anyone's coming in. Might be a bad day tonight, though. Okay, fine. So it's basically, it says, so you have this machlokas in the Brisa between, it's two dots on Ayin Gimel and Beis. So you had a machlokas between if the woman says to the pursuit, to the savers, to the people who are going to save her and kill the rodef, and she says, don't try, the woman who's about to be raped, don't try anything. Don't try to pull a bullet in his head. Don't try to fight. Don't try to go after him. I know what's going to happen. He's going to kill me. He's crazy like that, and if you're going to start chasing him, he's going to kill me. Just let him rape me, and at least I'll be alive. So let's say she says that. Okay, so it's a machlokas. Do you then have a right to still kill the rodef, even though she says that? Like, of course, if you think that he's going to kill her, then of course you can't, you know, you don't do it. I mean, or I don't know, whatever. But that's not the point. Presumably the point is, yeah, what are you going to accomplish? Yeah, no, of course. I mean, if he's actually going to do it, then he's going to do it. He's going to kill her. It's not going to work. Not going to accomplish anything. But let's say you know you could take him out. Okay, you know you could put a bullet in his head. You're a sniper, whatever, you'll get him. You know, but she's saying, don't do it. So do you say that, look, she said, or do you say not, so it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas between the Chum and Rebuta. Okay? Yeah, so the Gemara explains, asks. It says, well, Mike and Mifli, what are they arguing about? So Rava Amarava Makbedes al Pagama al Pigma Umeinichto Shula Yargana. So sorry, where she's Makbed about her Pagam. She cares. It's not a pshat that she wants to sleep with a guy, right? If she just really doesn't care about sleeping with him, and she doesn't, then it's not Rodef really. But she cares. She doesn't want to be raped. Of course she doesn't want to be raped. But she's Meinichto Shula Yargana, but she's saying leave him alone so he doesn't kill her.
She's scared.
So Rabbanan Savri Apigma Kapir Rahmana. Right, so the whole reason why you're killing her is because you're worried about her pigam, her embarrassment, her degradation. She cares about it. She's not saying I don't care about my embarrassment. She's not saying that. So why not? What's the difference? Because she's saying that, why does the fact that she's saying let him do it, still she's going to be embarrassed and degraded, and she cares about that. Rabbi Yehuda, she's just afraid. She's just saying that because she's afraid. But you know, you're a little more rational in the situation. You know that you could do it. So what's who cares that she's afraid? You're still protecting her from the pigam of rape. So why not? Rabbi Yehuda, haydi kama rachmana katle. Why does the Torah say you could kill him? Mishun demasra nafsha liktala. Because the reason why the Torah says that you have a right to kill him, because she gives her life for killing. She'll give her life. Okay, we have to see. Ha, Lamasa Lektala, she would give her life for this thing. Let's see Rashi. But here, she won't. Hey, look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's not clear what this is saying, actually. It's Rashi learns one way, Yad Rahman learns a different way. So Rashi says, B'makbedes al pigama, d'ibashayin makbedes, if she doesn't care, lo kamir abanon l'miktalei misham avera. D'lo kamir avos klamashad. Because if she doesn't care, then she's just willfully being involved in avera. And then you'll say, do you kill her because she's involved in a bad avera? Do you save her, kill her to save her from bad avera? No. You see, even Shabbos and Mazar, you don't kill her to save, prevent her from. So it must be talking about where she doesn't, she's not willingly involved in the thing. She's really involved to just be, she's not a victim. She's just doing a bad avera. Fine. So it says, that's a different point. It says, Apgama Kapir Rahmanam. Deloksiv Haikra Elamidi De Pigama. Because the pasuk is talking about where she's being raped. You're saving her from being raped. So therefore must be the Torah is worried about her being raped, saving her, you know, rape. But which makes sense. But the Masan Ashtala, she ish tsnuo shemosun atzman lamos. She argena veloti ba'ala. There are tsnuos, okay, modest women who give their lives to be killed. Rather than being raped. Right? Is there a woman who, a lot of women will basically will rather die and will give their life, will let the rapist kill them, and will fight to their death, basically, to prevent this thing. The Amra Torah, and the Torah says, Hatzil Dama Vidama, this is a funny Rashi, but save her life and his life. Not sure exactly what the his life thing has. What does that even mean? Which you have to explain. But forgetting that part, it's saying is that it's not really because you don't kill someone to prevent rape. Because rape is just rape. It's not killing. But you're raping a woman, a lot of women will actually give their lives and they'll end up dying. So you're killing him in order to prevent her death. But if she says, don't worry, leave him alone, I'm willing to let him do it to me, so then you know for sure, you know, it's not going to result in death. So now you just have a face-off between death and rape. So then death takes precedence. Okay? So basically, it turns out, a machlokas, right? It turns out, so machlokas is what's allowing you to kill him. Is it the rape, or is it really that rape has the potential of death? And so it's recognizing that potential. Okay? So that's one question. What's that machlokas? It's like a funny machlokas. And what's the deal there? Hatzal dama v'dama. What's he even talking about? Yeah. Just pshat. What do you mean you're saving? You're not saving both of them. I mean, you're saving either him or her. One or the other. Yeah, right. That's it. What does he mean? So then the Gemara goes. So that actually, I'll read the further Gemara. So Gemara says, "Ah, amaleh Rav Papa la Abaye, amana l'koin gadol nami kapagim la." That if the whole thing is you're worried about pagam, so then by amana l'koin gadol also there's pagam. Right? If you tell me the whole reason the Torah is makbid about pagam is makbid about her degradation, and that's why for the rape you're allowed to kill. So then, if a guy's going to rape a mala kohen gadol, also there's degradation. If a guy's going to rape a mala, he's a kohen gadol and she's an almana. So that's an avera, and he's going to rape her. Kohen gadol's chasing the almana to rape her. So the thing is that if you tell me the Torah is, the whole reason why the Torah allows you to kill the Rodef is because it's going to cause harpagam, not because of the death side, but because of the pagam side. So there's pagam also in a kongado rapes an almana. It's not supposed to make that much sense. So hold on. Okay? So, but I mean, we'll formulate a question, but it could be what's bothering you is the problem here. So it says, Amaleya, Pekima Rabba, Kapi Rahmana, Pekima Zuda, Lo Kapi Rahmana. Yeah, it's true, Amana kongado has a pagam, but not as big of a pagam. Not as big of a pagam. Okay, it's a big pagam if you're by rape of a rayos, but not by a kohen gadol. Rashi, a pagam a rabba. Hakapagam lavi time of the krum mishum pagimai. If you can tell me it's because of pagam, amayim ute chay velavim. Right? Why are you excluding chay velavim? Lavim also have pagam. The rabbanan kaparach. How many times mishum pagamo? It's a question on the rabbanan. The whole reason is because of pagam. A pagam a rabba gan a rayos. The krisel shein chamuros. They're chamor. Vehi cherpasa meruba. There she has a very big embarrassment. She has a lot of moms there. The kid is a mamzer, but not a zona, and she becomes a zona through the bia. Abakogel b'amana, and not a zona l'chalal. She just becomes a chalash. Our kids aren't mamzers, and she does. She just becomes excluded from kohanim. So it's a whole different status. So it's a much bigger pagan. So therefore, the Torah saying is it's true. Chalala? No, chalala means she can't marry kohanim. But mamzer, first of all, our kids are mamzer. And she's a zona. I think a zona you're not allowed to sleep, but no one's allowed to be with her. It gives her like a... maybe a coin.
Or a coin?
No, zona.
Coin head is definitely, but I never thought it was strong.
Zona. I'm not sure. Zona's a sigya. But zona, I only enter through zona. The question is, what's the fine of zona? But either way, it's not. The Kalala is a psula of Kokuna. It's relegated to Kuna. Zona is a status. She's a Zona. So you're just saying is that it's a much bigger pagam if a woman's involved in Arayos than if she's involved in the violation of a law. Okay, there are much bigger, worse consequences. You get into particulars, but it's much worse consequences. So therefore, if you tell me it's that the Torah is concerned about pagam, yeah, but not any pagam, there are levels of pagam. Right? But the question was, presuming that you would hold the whole reason the Torah is worried about is pagam, so then how do you differentiate? So the answer was no, there are levels. But what about the other side?
Yeah, it's even harder for the other side.
Yeah, the other side of the whole thing is because she's willing to give her life.
So that's definitely
going to apply. Yeah, so she's willing to give her life. She says, no. So what would you say? You'd have to answer, oh, no, well, there are different sins, and she'll give her life for this, not for that. So then you have to come to that answer anyways. Why is this a question? Why is this only a question on that side as opposed to the other side? In either way, you have to differentiate between Alman and Kohen Gadol and Arayos. So, isn't it because the one's worse and one's better? So, for both of them, you have to say that. So, I don't know, what's the whole question of the Gemara? You know?
Yeah. very difficult fact.
Yeah. What's the flow here? But Rashi is very, very explicit that that's what's going on here. It's only a question on that side. And also, I'd say, take a look at the Yad Ramah. And see, he learns this Gemara differently. He learns the Machlokas differently. He learns basically it means that there are tsnuos who would give their... It doesn't mean that we're actually worried that they're going to give their life. It just means that since women give their lives for rape, that makes it so bad. But here, she's not going to give her life for rape. So therefore, it's not so bad. You look at it, I mean, we can talk about it more. Yadamah, it's probably on Hebrew books. Really? Maybe he'll check it out.
No.
Pretty sure everything's on Hebrew books.